It took me 77 years to figure out life, but with the help of my friends Edna and Verna, I've done it. Together we've tackled the aggravations of aging the only way we know how, with sunny abandonment. Within these pages, we react to everything from malls, manners, and makeup, to birthdays, beauty secrets, and bras. We take on underwear, handbags, clutter, airport security, grandkids, napping, habits, pets, health, saleswomen, travel, coffee shops, and weddings. We are opinionated and vociferous. Too many older adults look upon their life as a shrinking island to which they retire, surrounded by their aches and pains, regrets, disappointments, and fears. By contrast, we are three gutsy septuagenarians with a hearty outlook on life. Like ancient seers, we have found the answers to the perplexities of daily living, and we are eager to share our insight. In addition, we review various products we have discovered that lessen senioritis, or at least make it more tolerable. I might mention that other than my satire-laced political blog, FiredUpMissouri.com, this is the first of my humorous writings to take on book form. Until now, I have been far too serious. As First Lady of Missouri in the 90s, I wrote a 5-pound coffee table book about the history of Missouri's first families, and followed that up with a colorful cookbook. After leaving the U.S. Senate, I wrote an autobiography, Don't Let the Fire Go Out, and in 2009, I released a collection of inspirational essays entitled The Tide Always Comes Back. Now I am taking a more fanciful course, giving advice and writing absurdities, a pursuit that Dr. Seuss advocated because it wakes up the brain cells. I am joined in this venture by two wonderful make-believe friends, Edna and Verna. They are a friend blend, a composite of many people I have known over the years. When relatives or friends ask if they are in my latest book, I reply, "Yes, you are," in Edna and Verna's DNA.